to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have the Killed Spirits.
How are the Killed Spirits? Game on. To Kuntahaji, Bleach Babes, and Jelly Boys. It's going to be on their Langley compilation. It's called Cats.
Two cats in spirit, watching the ghosts in the world. It's in the morning, but no shadow goes in the home. my fault, sorry.
We'll edit that out, right?
Rocking the ghost in the wall, they've been off all night. No general breeze in the hall. They see the future, they know tonight I'll be alone. They know without lose my job. They see a blood down the hall. They know all time is them. They know I'm like them. You think they hear your thoughts? If so, I'll take that you not.
To Jacob, because Jacob's always loved the song.
Yes, speak more about it, Sean.
Okay, it's called Lesser Breed of Man. Yeah, Jacob was a big fan of our band.
I saw the joy in my head. My cock's only adequate.
for Jillian.
Alright.
We love you, Jillian. Rockstead, we know you're out there. Jordan Lith, we know you're out there too. We'll be right back. one more and then a break.
You'll never see that girl again. You'll never smell her on your clothes. Don't even ask her God. Where was it that you went?
Kill Spirits, live on CITR. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Kill Spirits, can you talk a bit about the history of your band? So some of you guys were in the Sore Throats.
Yeah, two of us were in the Sore Throats with PD LaPierre a few years ago. That dissolved because PD had to move to Ontario. And then I started jamming with Maddie here, just bass and drums, had no guitars. Dave calls me up one day, he's like, hey, you're looking for or do you have a drummer? Maybe we could start jamming again. I'm like, yeah, I've actually drumming. And so then this evolved about 2008. And so we've been writing songs ever since.
Right. Sore Throat's playing in Shindig too, didn't they?
Yes.
And I can't really remember like how similar your style of music with that it's one
I think we've grown a little bit.
Yeah.
Like we're a little more I don't know. There's some similarities, but definitely Dave's the main writer here and he's definitely grown as a writer. It's unbelievable.
Very nice. Very nice. So a couple things we want to talk about maybe a little bit touch on Shindig, I guess.
Shindig was awesome. Yeah. I had a really good time. The other two bands were so good, unbelievable. And when you called out their name, I was in shock.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Yeah,
Diamond Dancer and what was the other band called?
Senior Jones.
Yeah.
SR Jones.
SR Jones. They were great bands. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Three totally different styles.
So we were kind of shocked.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was good times to be had by one. And you play
sure.
again.
We play again on Shindig for November 15th.
November 15th.
We're playing in Abbotsford on November 11th.
Oh, whereabouts?
Is we're playing at the Foster Funhouse. With who are we playing with?
Whereabouts is that? Or?
It's kind of McCallum Road. It's kind of like a basement
just
house show.
It's kind of, yeah, I've
bunch
heard of
kids
it, yeah.
drinking outside. Yeah. You'll find it.
How did you get that gig?
Noelle is what's from Chaos, Disorder, and Panic. She sort of puts these things together, yeah. and Seamus, McThirteen is how he goes by.
Right. Yeah. And have you played in Abbotsford before?
Yeah, we played Abbotsford before.
Like the same house? Or
same house.
Pretty
yeah.
crazy. Oh, is
yeah.
it pretty awesome? Or
it is pretty awesome, like actually. When, once it gets crowded, we played with the Rebel Spell there.
Right.
And that was one of the highlights of shows I've ever played. It's pretty energetic, pretty
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, like there's something about playing house shows or
yeah,
that
basement shows reminds me of the like, yeah. old pictures of Minor Threat. When you see a yeah. Minor Threat back in the day, it's always just these underground little right. things. Everybody's just crowded together. Yeah. It's all
do you want it? Do you like it more if the kids or the crowd's more into it? Maybe
oh, of course.
Going crazy.
Oh, of course.
Like,
yeah.
Walking into your space.
I've got two broken teeth. Yeah? I've got two broken teeth from microphones being smashed yeah. in my face from people fucking yelling in the background. Sorry, yelling in the background vocals and stuff.
And you look back at it finally.
Oh, I look back at it finally. Every tooth I spit out.
That's like a little thing you can try. Has at any point in your musical career, has anyone thrown anything at you, good or bad? I don't know. It could be something nice. What's the craziest stuff that has you came across? Maybe flying by you, other than your tooth or teeth.
I don't know.
Just drumsticks.
I myself toured the summer with Thor in Finland.
Oh,
but
yeah?
that's a totally different thing. But it's just when somebody you don't know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I loved
right.
your music." That's the biggest compliment yeah. ever.
What would you like thrown at you then? you guys, anyone?
Some good recording. Some, you know, what's that? Full time beer.
Full
yeah.
can of beer.
Full can of beer. yeah. Yeah, just to keep playing with these guys
yeah.
is awesome. I love it. Wherever it goes.
Awesome. So, well, you went on a separate tour, but any plans for this band to go somewhere? Maybe Finland. Now that you got your connections growing properly.
Maybe Kamloops. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't really thought about it. We just take it as it comes. We play. We got local band friends.
Right.
We like playing all ages shows. The kids are all into it.
Right. So the reason I asked you guys to play this day is not because of your name and Halloween. I just thought of it. Like your name is quite Halloweenish.
Yeah, it actually comes from an English term for solder, and it stops evolving hydrogen or something when it bonds
oh, really?
Together.
Oh,
it's called
oh.
a killed spirit. And so I always Dave brought it up, and when I looked it up, I was like, "Whoa, that's actually a unity term. It's more of a, it sounds like a death and or evil term.
Right.
It's actually a unity term that
oh,
that
okay.
I thought was really cool. That was that sounds dark, but it's actually
so that came like you coming up with a name first, or did you find out it means soldering first?
Actually, well Dave was taking.
Yeah, I just heard it was called that in class,
and it sounded cool.
And I just thought it sounded cool, and as lame as that is, I just.
Yeah,
and I just took a one.
In class, what kind of class were you taking?
Sheet metal, it's construction, it's really boring.
Oh, yeah? Really? That sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah.
So, did you learn anything you can use for your stage show, maybe, or some sort of, you know, solder?
Oh, God, no.
No,
he's,
none
he's
of
fixed, he's fixed my bass a few times. He soldered that up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you go, like, you know, like, let me do some killed spirit on the...
Yeah, yeah. Let me kill your bass's spirit. Sounds like... No, yeah.
Are you guys doing anything for Halloween?
Not yet. This is pretty much the closest gig we have to Halloween.
Yeah.
So
but what about not as a band, but just
oh,
party?
Just, I bought a costume today.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
is it a secret?
Yeah. I'm always a zombie.
You're not gonna tell people what it is?
I'm always some sort of zombie with glowing eyes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So do you do like a zombie of a famous person or just a zombie?
Just yeah,
plain zombie.
I kind of cheaped out this time. Just went to the Halloween store and bought myself a zombie costume with glowing eyes.
Yeah, but the rest isn't it just ripped clothes?
Yeah, basically just ripped clothes. It's not a very creative
it's all right.
costume.
It's better than nothing. What about the rest of the band? Anybody?
I'm taking my 3-year-old trick or treating.
Oh, you can still dress up for that.
I could, but I won't.
Is 3-year-old, so have you done it before? Like, have you taken your kid to...
Yeah, I took him last year, and then I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so she's gone for the first time this year.
Okay. What?
She's a bat, and he's a baseball player. She's not a baseball bat. She is a bat. A flying bat.
Yeah.
And he's a baseball player. Just stuff we had laying around the house. We're really bad at Halloween.
Oh.
Good
yeah.
parents, bad Halloween habits.
Yeah, that's all right.
We have our latest album is called Sing Songs of Death and Langley, and you can download it for free.
Is it on your website?
We put it on Bandcamp.
Right. So where was it recorded? When did it?
We record everything in Matt's parents' garage,
and by ourselves. We do everything DIY so far.
So is it like a full length? Couple? How many songs?
Yeah, there's 12 songs on
12
it.
12 songs,
yeah. So, and we're playing a few tonight. We've played a couple already. We've got two EPs as well, and there's a compilation coming out with, I don't know how to pronounce the band, Kunta Haji,
sure.
And Bleach Babes, and Jelly Boys, and it's going to be a Langley compilation that's coming out on November 25th, and that's where we're going to be playing. We had are yet to find a place to play the show, but we've
So Langley, it's a bunch of bands from Langley.
Yeah, Langley bands, three bands from Langley. We each do two new songs and a cover song, and we're doing a Superchunk cover, which we're not playing tonight.
Cool. are you looking to play in Langley?
We played a lot in Langley.
Yeah, where do you play in Langley? I've been to that.
We played to mostly like civic centers.
Oh yeah.
Things like that.
I've been to one pub in Langley.
Oh, yeah?
It's like an English-Irish pub.
Is it called the Dublin Crossing?
Yeah. I don't think...
I think they only play elevator music U2 there, I think. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, and I see, like, old people dancing sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not really what Langley...
No, I don't think there's
an underground scene in Langley. We're actually playing there is, we're kind of. But we're playing a song called Operation later. That is really basically about how they're shutting down everything. Like they shut down, like just like venues everywhere are getting shut down, and that's operations basically about it. That we're gonna just keep going. It's not a matter how many times they try to stop us, right? We're just gonna keep playing and try to get the kids together and something to do rather than being on the street.
Okay, awesome. So your Bandcamp site is?
I think it's killedspirits.bandcamp.com or bandcamp.killedspirits or something.
But
it's linked to our Facebook page if you search the Killed Spirits on Facebook, and it'll be there.
And everything is on there.
And everything's on there too. Free download of it all. Or if you come to a show, you can pick up one. We print out CDs for cheap.
Awesome. Yeah. Killed Spirits on CITR. You guys got more songs?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thanks.
The song's called You're Gonna Die.
We're gonna tell the night, we're with you better night. But if the wind you lost, you have no one day to. And you have no one day to. No need to apologize, but you're gonna be hard. But if the wind you lost, you have no one day to. And you have no one day to.
This song's one of the first songs we ever wrote.
Try to say that you can't swing a cat without it. Someone will rest on my pants. It's a prerequisite. You fucking look the same if you want to play that scene. You have to kill the scene. When you walk down by your family, when no one really understands, you know you're free.
down and your family. When your wife's down for no therapy, when no one really understands the hell of you.
I just want to say something. A friend of mine passed away a couple days ago. His name was Josh. And I just want to give a shout out to his family and everybody who's going through a lot right now. So this one's for you, Josh.
Gotta find a reason to pray. You've got eyes, but you can't see. You've got ears, but you're not listening. In my body from time to time, and I have never left my mind. And I've got eyes, I've got my mind, and I've got eyes. Amazingly, my body from time to time, and I have never left my mind. And I've got eyes, I've got my mind, and I've got eyes. Gotta find a reason to pray. It's not all that bad, but you can't see. Young man, God is in memory.
Nothing makes it all right.
Is that where it is? Yes.
daughter's dating a Negro. I gotta tell everyone that I know. I didn't know that people talk like that anymore. I didn't know that people talk like that anymore. I know that we're all good friends, but someone might take offense and tell them to defend. I just got my mind set. I came for less of men, cause he was born out again. But as he got again, woman was the best man.
Yes, he does it for me.
It doesn't make it alright.
It doesn't make
it alright. It doesn't make it alright.
It doesn't make it
alright. It doesn't make it alright.
It doesn't make it
alright. I'm gonna make you hate all your friends. I'll make you wanna stay in. I'll make you wanna fear every man. I'll make you hate the day you were born. I know that we're all good friends, but someone might take offense. That's how the truth is that I just got my mind shut. I came to let them in, cause they were full brown skin. What have you got against woman's voice to let me in?
Yes, it doesn't for that.
That doesn't make it alright.
Yes, it doesn't for
that. That doesn't make it alright.
Yes,
that doesn't make it all right.
That
doesn't make it all
song. It's about a guy that lives upstairs from where I live, and I call him Death.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called Death Lives Upstairs.
Alright. Got lots of cats.
Death lives upstairs. I can tell you by his smoke stain how it's gone. He lives alone. An outdated bunch of necks and dying of plans. Cast a man. They can't escape when he isn't there. He's a roadmap of pain. For the pale skin that's peeling away from him. I swear, death lives upstairs with dead eyes. Death lives upstairs. I can tell you by his smoke stained house code. He lives alone. My outdated bunch of necks and dying house plans. He's built the best in men. They can't escape when he isn't there. He's a roadmap of pain. My pale skin is peeling away. I swear.
Our drummer is Matt Chenier, our guitarist is Dave Hallman, and I'm Sean Kilby, and we're the Kill Spirits, and thank you very much.
Kill Spirits, live on CITR, thank you so much for coming. Website, killspirits.bandcamp.com. Your next show in Abbotsford, when?
November 11th.
November 11th, yeah, and also November 15th.
And November 15th at Shindig.
At Shindig.
December 2nd in Abbotsford.
December 2nd in Abbotsford, November 25th. and to be announced.
Yeah, all of that on the website. I think if you do a search for Kill Spirits, you can pretty much find it right away on if the Facebook and MySpace and all that stuff. Yeah, thanks so much for coming out.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good luck in your first semifinals.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
all the best. Thanks, Irene, for sound engineering. And Ochre and
Irene.
Funk, My Life is coming up very shortly at 11 o'clock. This is CITR.ca, 101.9 FM.
Good night.